Hey, welcome to another episode of Lessons for My Kids. Today, I'm referring to a post on social media from Florida Fast Pitch Forum, and it was shared by another family member, and it's basically about how we pay for kids' sports. Now, for some of you, this may be a turnoff to talk about sports, but I think we can also look at this as when we pay for music lessons, when we pay for tutors, when we pay for other entertainment for our kids or activities that our kids do. Maybe it's being in an art class. Maybe it's being, taking classes to learn how to do something. Obviously, I'm not equating all of these things equally, but you'll get the point when we start going through some of what this post says, how it's not always about the fact that you're paying money to do a sport or do any activity. Again, you can put this into any type of context, but it's interesting on how their take is on this, and I do think that there's some big lessons here to learn, so that my kids understand why we did what we did in helping them to play sports, and my parents did it for me to an extent, although much lower extent or lesser extent. But as parents, we want to do the best that we can for our kids, and we want to see our kids succeed at things and learn lessons along the way. And so let me get into this here, because it's all going to make sense as we go through this. So in this Florida Fast Pitch Forum, it says, people always ask, why do you pay so much money for your kids to do sports? And this person who wrote this says they have to confess they don't pay for their kids to do sports. Personally, they could care less about what sport she does. So what are they actually paying for? Because their kid is obviously playing. But they're not paying for, in this case, softball. They're paying for, according to this, they're paying for those moments when the kid becomes so tired she wants to quit and doesn't. Now think about that. How many times have your kids been playing, or have you been playing in a sport, and you're just so tired and you're exhausted, practice was grueling, or a game was really hard and you just want to quit, but you don't. Why don't you? Think about why you don't quit. Next, they say they pay for those days when their kid comes home from school, is too tired to go to training, but they go anyway. Again, why are they going? Is it that they do it because of you as a parent? Is it that they care about their teammates? Is it that they don't want to let anybody down? Is it in order to get better? Think about those things. The next thing they talk about is they pay for their kid to learn to be disciplined, focused, and dedicated. And if you've ever played a sport, you know how much time and effort goes into practice, so that when it comes game time, you hear about different professional athletes, and they say they practice over and over and over and over again so that when they're in the game time, it just becomes automatic. It's like muscle memory. And so when you're that disciplined, you're focused, and you're dedicated to your teammates and to your craft, it becomes second nature. And that's a big lesson to learn, because if you can do that in school, if you can do that in your career, you will have a lot of success. The next thing they talk about is they pay for their kid to learn to take care of their body and learn how to correctly fuel their body for success. When you think about that, it's staying hydrated, eating the right types of food, making sure you have enough calories in your body and not just eating, junk food or fast food. You need to eat, other foods that are going to give you that extra boost of energy. Maybe you have pasta the night before a big game, because that's going to give you that little charge of carbohydrates that helps you to go a little bit further. Or maybe you're eating salad to give you that little bit extra energy to push through in a practice. The next thing they say is they pay for their kid to learn to work with others and to be a good teammate, gracious in defeat and humble in success. That's an important one. The world is not always going to be the kindest to everybody. I wish it was, but that's just not the way it is. And so when you work well with others and people see that you work well with them, they gain trust, they gain respect, and they could be somebody that you'll need to rely on later on down the road. So learning to be a good teammate and then being gracious in defeat. You're not going to win every game, and that's okay. You're probably not going to remember every game. But then when you succeed and you win, try not to rub that into somebody's face because they lost. And you know that feeling because, again, you're not going to win every match or every game. And then the next thing they say is they pay for their kid to deal with disappointment when they don't get that place or title that they'd hoped for. But they still go back week after week, giving it their best shot. You know, I grew up playing hockey, and I was on a team that lost for 3 years, and every game I was just dreading going. But I kept going back because week after week, I was hoping that maybe this would be the week that we'd snap that streak. This would be the week that we would get a goal and maybe push us into not being in last place. It didn't work for three years. But we kept going anyway. It's that tenacity. It's that push. It's that drive. Love of the game. Wanting to be better than what you were the day before. It's all those things. And I also was there because I liked my teammates and I wanted to do well for them. And the coach was fun to hang out with at the games. And, you know, we did our best, but we just didn't win. But we learned. We learned from all of those times. The author goes on to, they pay for their kid to learn what it takes, hours and hours, years and years of hard work and practice to create a champion. And that success does not happen overnight. And I look at a lot of athletes who, you know, we use the Michael Jordan example where he didn't make his, high school basketball team. But he went on to become one of the best basketball players of all time. You know, it's that push, it's that driving to be successful and working hard. It's that staying out and shooting an extra, 50 free throws at the free throw line, or it's staying out on the field to run around the soccer pitch if you're, after you've already gone through a two-hour practice. It's just putting in that little bit extra to try and be a little bit faster or a little bit longer stamina or a little more strength. And in this case, for softball, it was probably doing a little more batting practice or practicing pitching or catching. Whatever it is, it takes that tenacity. It takes that hard work to get to be successful. Next, they talk about they pay for their kid to be proud of small achievements and work towards long-term goals. You know, if you want to learn to kick with both feet, I used to coach soccer, and that's one of the things that I tried to teach people, especially kids, is that to be successful, you know, you can have one strong foot, but you need to be able to use your other foot. And in baseball or in softball, you might have to be able to bat from both sides of the plate. In basketball, it might be that you can shoot with both hands or do a layup with both hands. Those are little things that can also show success. Next thing they talk about is they pay for the opportunity that their child has and will have to make lifelong friends and create lifelong memories and remember achievements. You know, we've said it before, we don't remember every single game that we've ever played. We don't remember every single teammate that we've had. But we remember moments. We remember scoring a goal. We remember winning a championship. Or we remember some moment that was really really awesome. And we remember sometimes the people that were part of that. I know for my kids, I hope that they are making them their lifelong friends who, wherever they go to college or wherever they go in life, I hope that they stay in touch. And then they pay for their child to be in a gym instead of in front of a screen. They pay for rides home where they make memories about talking about practice, both good and bad. They pay for their child so they can learn the importance of time management and balancing what's important, like school and keeping your grades up. And they go on and on, or they could go on and on. But to be short, they don't pay for the sport. They pay for the opportunities. They pay for the development of character and opportunities. And from all of that, it's an investment. And I really do like the way that this person wrote this. And again, this came from Florida Fast Pitch Forum. And I apologize if I stole too much of it, but they really spelled it out really well as far as why do we pay for things, for our kids to be part of things. And it's not just about playing in a sport. It's about all the skills and the hard work and the learning and the friends and all of the things combined that help you to be a better person, hopefully, help you to be a healthier person and have healthy, going through and eating well and going to the gym and understanding, being outside instead of just in front of a screen. It's all of those things wrapped up in one. And so I hope to my kids that these things are things they think about years down the line, that they think about, hey, it was cool to win that medal, or it was really awesome that I got to, hang out with their buddy, and they may still be talking to them or spending weekends with them, hanging out and talking about, what they're going to do in the future. Maybe they get into coaching. Maybe they continue to play, whatever it is. It's awesome. The skills and the lifelong friendships that they're developing now. With that, I thank you for listening to my kids. I love you, and hopefully you understand a little bit more about why we paid for these things. And to all of you who are out there, whether you're playing softball or soccer or you're doing any other activities, I hope that you're gaining those skills and understanding the skills that you're gaining. And as parents, hopefully this can help you even talk to your kids a little bit more about why it is important for them to be involved in those things. So again, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.